Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring.
It's time for Come and Talk It with your host, Michael Cargill, brought to you by Texas Law Shield. Over the last decade, Michael has championed and supported the rights of law-abiding Texans to own and use firearms. He is the owner of Central Texas Gunworks, a veteran of the United States Army, and has achieved national exposure in such prestigious media outlets such as Forbes Magazine, Fox Business News, CNN Money, AOL, BBC World News, Huffington Post, and the New York Times. Cargill vigorously defends lawful gun ownership in this country without regard to party politics. And now, here's Michael Cargill.
Good day, Austin, Texas, the live music capital of the world. Let's praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Or should I say, little Los Angeles? Or should I say, the homeless capital of Texas? I don't know what to say anymore. But you know what? We are back. We've been gone for about 30 days. I've been locked out of Facebook for about 90 days. So now we're back. We're back online, back on Facebook. And I wasn't blocked from Facebook or anything like that. I was just simply locked out. So it was a long process to get unlocked. I had to send them a copy of my driver's license and all that good kind of stuff. But we are back. We're back inside the studio. Got a little rest there, and we're ready to rock and roll. The next show, what I want to talk about is I want to talk about the changes at the Texas legislature. I want to talk about some of the things that happened at the Capitol as far as all the gun stuff. You know, what are all those changes that are going to go into effect starting September the 1st? That's going to be on the next show. I'm going to have we'll have one of the attorneys from Texas and U.S. Law Shield here start breaking that stuff down. And there's so many little different, you know, some minor changes that's going to be a two-part show. So, you know, I have to break it down just a little bit. But you know what? This show, you know, since we're back, I didn't know what everyone is doing, you know, because there's a lot of stuff going on in Austin. We having a homeless crisis. And normally this time of year, what happens is, as far as gun sales, we're actually pretty slow. You know, we're slow, laid back. You know, we slow down April, May, June, July, summertime. People are doing things with the family, so gun sales are actually pretty, you know, pretty slow. Classes are pretty slow because people are out and about trying to do things with their life and with their family. But for some strange reason, this time of year, classes, I mean, we got 20, 30 people in class instead of the 10 and 12 we normally have. Have 30 people in class like yesterday, and last Saturday was like 30 people in class. Actually, And only thing I can think of is what's going on as far as the homeless in our area. Like in South Austin, it's just been completely crazy. Downtown, South Austin, Ben White, you go from 35 to Lamar, and you know, it's just getting insane with the amount of people that we have that are living on the streets. And something needs to be done. We got to do something as far as do we kind of encourage people to maybe, you know, get a place to stay, or should we just leave them alone and let them, you know, just live off the earth? You know, is that okay? You know, is the city of Austin going to be that city that thinks about the environment? You know, what about the environment? All the trash that we're having to clean up on a daily basis on Ben White is just completely insane. And so we have other business owners in here today. You know, I'm not the only one. Janai is a business owner as well. And, you know, it's got to be, I know it's bad downtown, Janai.
Yeah, and I live downtown also. So just in the last month, I was telling some of my own experiences. I was on the trail about a month ago, running broad daylight. It was like 4 o'clock, nothing crazy. And there was a homeless person right by 35 that was pleasing himself. And Mother's Day weekend, I was walking to the gym. I literally saw, it was about 11 o'clock, a guy shooting up, broad daylight. And at my store, it's been about 3 weeks now. We came back after the weekend because we're closed on the weekend. And on the patio, the patio that I have is two parking spaces. They call them parklet patios. I pay for it, but it's through the city. Somebody, a homeless person, defecated in the middle of the patio. And I asked Downtown Austin Alliance, because they go around cleaning stuff, I asked them if they would come and please clean that up. And the lady called in and she said, okay, we have a foxtrot. And I said, is that what you guys call it? And she says, literally, every morning from 6 to 8, all I do is clean up feces on the street. That's all she does. So make a long story short, the manager came over because he told her she couldn't clean it. And he got there and I told him, I said, this is the city's property. It's not my property because I'm not even allowed to put a no trespassing sign. That was what I had to agree to when I did the parklet patio. So it's the city's property. I just am borrowing it. They cleaned it up, but he said they're not responsible for cleaning it up in the future. But anyway, that's just what I've experienced in the last month. Just me.
Oh, yeah. I actually showed a couple of pictures there on our Facebook feed. People can see a bunch of little pictures around the city of Austin on Ben White there. And this is just Ben White. This is not even downtown. We didn't even go downtown to take pictures there. No. We just stayed, just really between South First and Congress. And even ventured out a little bit toward 35 on Ben White. We didn't even go far where you can. There's so many different pictures of so many different things. There are bicycles. There's stolen items all underneath Ben White. A couple weeks ago, the city, the law enforcement actually recovered about $13,000 worth of stolen goods.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, in the city. And then in a homeless camp. And also, just this week, there are probably about $6,000 worth of stolen items on Ben White. And so this stuff is happening and we got to do something. And basically, I guess what the city has done is what? I mean, what do they do?
That's a great question.
They pretty much decriminalized.
Yeah, they decriminalized it.
So basically, and a lot of people, there's some people that are spreading some bad information and because people are really upset. So I don't want to say it's bad information. They're just upset about the situation that they're in and where we are today. Pretty much the city said, hey, if you're on city property or whatever, not city hall, not public property, I should say, not city hall, can't do it there. Or what's the other place they can't do it? Was city hall and somewhere else?
I think city hall and parks have their own rules.
So you can't just, lay out there. You actually have to, if you're on the sidewalk, as long as you're not blocking the walkway.
Yeah.
You can camp out and lay out there. So I was thinking about, camping out on Congress and start, get my little tent and start doing some gun cleaning or something like that. I think we'll get a good group of people together. You can't beat them, just join them,
Yeah.
So get a group of people together and just camp out on Congress there. And maybe we'll do some gun cleaning. Stop by and, we'll just, teach you how to clean your gun.
Yeah, you can do that now. But, the richest part is what you just mentioned, that you can now camp on the sidewalks and public spaces, except for one spot. There's one spot that you can't camp out, and that's City Hall.
City Hall.
And that's the one spot you need to do it, of all places.
They're the ones that are changing the laws to allow it, yet
I tell you,
they're holding themselves above it.
And here's what we should do. We should actually the mayor lives at the W. He lives in the W. So what we really should do, in theory, is just go down to the W on their sidewalk and just camp out right there in front of the W.
That would be a bougie place to camp right there.
Cool.
And there's a Starbucks there too.
And
apparently they won't get rid of you as long as you're not a police officer.
That's right. Not a cop, so we'll get kicked out. So I have anything to worry about there.
Would you ever do that, Janai?
Oh my goodness. Hell no. When I read that, I was like, that is the most that's crazy.
Yeah,
there was a time when people gave police officers free coffee.
Right.
I still do when they sometimes.
Right, right.
That's cool.
Say that you feel unsafe with the police, that just blows my mind.
I guess you'd rather have the criminal come in and do whatever. That's just, I don't get it. I don't get people's train of mind, their thought pattern at all whatsoever. So what have you been up to, Janai? Actually, you know what? Before I get back to you, we got to take a break. See, I'm not even used to this. Time just flies like there's no tomorrow. We're talking about the homeless situation here in Austin. We're talking about Los Angeles, the homeless situation there. Comparing those two, you know, is this, instead of Austin, is this the little Los Angeles? This is Michael Cargill, and you are listening to Come and Talk It.
Peace, this is Maj Toure. You're listening to Come and Talk It Radio with Michael Cargill.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Come and Talk It. And now here's Michael Cargill.
All right, so we're back and we're talking about the homeless situation here in Austin. I tell you, the city of Austin has decriminalized the homelessness pretty much. And some people say that's a great thing, but I tell you what, there's a movement of some liberal people in South Austin that are very frustrated. You know, I've met with several ladies that are saying, hey, you know, they vote straight Democrat every election, straight Democrat. And they're really upset by this homeless situation. And that's going to change the way they vote this next coming election. So I don't know how that, you know, what that actually means for our local elections. We'll see. But unfortunately, the mayor just got elected. So they have to wait for that. And also, I believe the city council member in that area where this is going on, I think that person just got elected also. So they really have to wait about 3 years, you know, for that election is up. But what people don't know is the city of Austin actually owns a Home Depot off of 35. Did you know that?
No, mm-hmm. I didn't know
Yeah,
that.
There's a Home Depot on 35.
35
and
what?
And it's 35 in St. John's. They actually own that Home Depot there. They're supposed to turn that into the Austin Police Department. And there's some rules about, you know, whether what they can do with that, if they can change, you know, the purpose of that. But their city council, they can do whatever they want to do.
Exactly.
The bottom line is that. So you can tell that to somebody who doesn't know any better. So they own this Home Depot, which is huge. It used to be an old Home Depot, huge building, huge parking lot. Instead of, you know, doing something there in that area, which is an industrial area, they chose to spend, what, $8 million on a building on Ben White? Next to several schools and residential areas instead. And the people just, you know, furious in that area, totally just upset. And I think the resources would be a little better and they can actually do more things with the Home Depot instead. A building they already own, they wouldn't have to pay for it. Just renovate it. That's all you got to do. Yeah, they got to renovate the the new building anyway.
They never made, I don't know what to say about them. I really don't.
it's crazy. All right. So also, man, last night, did you guys see the fight?
I did not.
The UFC one?
Yeah. All of 2 seconds?
Ben Askren got knocked out. Yeah, he got knocked out real quick.
Oh, yeah. That guy was awesome, I tell you. Because he does, he's very active on social media. You know, he does his little skits, you know, where I forget what he says at the end. But he does like a little skit and he just makes fun of a lot of people. And so, man, he got knocked out in like 2 seconds flat. The fastest, what was it? The fastest knockout in UFC history.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying 5 seconds. I say two. That's just me. I say 2 seconds. What do you say?
Yeah, it took him a little bit to stop the fight. Had to make sure he was done.
Right. And so, man, he gave a funny interview, too. And I want you guys to, you know, this interview is hilarious. You know, you just got to listen to what he says and... Man, he's from South Florida. He's from where I was actually born. And this guy just, man, he just lays it out there. Hey, take a listen to this.
I saw some criticism. People say the punches weren't really necessary. Maybe
they were super necessary.
Why were they necessary?
What do you mean, why were they not necessary?
Because he was already knocked out at that point.
But the referee hadn't pulled me off. And my job is to hit somebody till the referee pulls me off. So to those people, I would say maybe don't watch him and maybe go back to soccer.
I saw some other criticisms perhaps of your celebration afterwards. Any regrets at the celebration or your behavior in the cage afterwards?
Man, there's not too many people that I've disliked. I have over 50 pro fights, and he's one of them, you know. He talked about my manhood, talked about my culture, my ethnicity. Where do we draw? Why do certain people get to do stuff? You online, so you could do anything. Everything is cool before a fight. You're allowed to do and say whatever you want, like other fighters are not doing, talking about people's religions, wife, even kids. That's cool. But after a fight, I'm not allowed to showboat and rub it in your face so you and guys like you could see it and be like, maybe I don't talk so much. Because when I cross one of these real they're going to make me pay for it, man. They're going to embarrass the shit out of me. And it's not over for Ben either. He still has to deal with me. If I see him at Whole Foods, I'm going to still slap that dude up.
He said, look, this is not even over. If I see him in the grocery store, I'm still going to mess him up. Man, I tell you, this guy is hilarious. He has a plan. You know,
What's his name again?
What is his name? I love him.
I'm
a new fan of this guy. I never heard of him before, you know, but I'm definitely a new fan of his.
Jorge Masvidal.
I'm going to look him up.
That's hilarious. Oh, he's awesome. He's like... You know, he doesn't hold any punches back at all.
No, he does not.
But he's right. Great. I mean, that's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, he said, hey, you know, he said, this is my coworker. You know, and every your job, when you hate your coworker, you know, you have a, you know, you don't like that person. You can't do anything. But in my job, my profession, I can kick my coworker. I can just punch him in the face. Man, that's awesome. That's awesome. What other job can you do that? That is great. And he said, hey, if you don't like this sport, go play soccer. No pun intended. That the ladies that won, I tell you, it's just empowerment for women this morning. I woke up to screams around the house and everywhere else. You know, women are just like, oh my God, the ladies won the soccer. I never watched that sport. I guess only when there's a championship game is the only time I watch it. And it was awesome. Congratulations to the ladies. Definitely stood up for America. And yeah, it's America. It's beautiful. And so just showboat, do all you want to do. You know, let them know that's right. United States of America. You know, drink your tea, sip your tea, whatever. Make fun of whoever you want to do. That's right. We won. That's all that matters.
On the weekend of the 4th of July.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And man.
Poetic.
And so many people are upset about the DC celebration. I don't understand why. It's the 4th of July, Independence Day. You know, either you celebrate it, you don't celebrate it, who cares? You don't want to celebrate, then don't, you know. But if you do, man, it's great. It's America. And we're molding this country into the way that we want it to be. And I hope, you know, we're changing this city, this state, into the way we want it to be. You know, hopefully it's not in a negative way with this homeless shelter, but we're working on it. You know, we're trying to make it what we want it to be. But Janai, you know, you have been working on some things since, you know, we haven't been on the air in the last month or so and been off of Facebook for 3 months. You've been working some life-changing stuff for yourself.
Yeah. Well, mostly what I want to talk about is, I mean, I've already mentioned that I had cancer last year and it took me a long time to get over it. And I'm changing my career path and all that. But in the course of getting some actually free therapy through ovarian cancer, they put me in touch with someone here that does a type of therapy. It's called EMDR therapy. It stands for eye movement desensitization reprocessing. And everybody I talked to, they've never heard of it. I had heard of it, but I never really explored it. In a nutshell, what it does is when we go into REM sleep, they believe we process trauma and everything else. We kind of reboot. They simulate REM sleep while you're awake. So they take you through your trauma and you actually get over it. It's been life-changing for me. I've mentioned on the show before that I had been almost raped and killed. My surgery ended up being the same day as my attack, but 25 years prior.
Oh, wow.
So this past June, I was 1 year cancer survivor and 25 years since my sexual assault. I had 10 EMDR sessions. And I literally can say I have no more PTSD after 25 years. It's amazing that it works. And it works. They do it a lot for veterans. And that's why I'm trying to, like, I know there's probably some veterans that watch the show. If you haven't heard of it, please look it up because it does work. Like, it's not an ongoing therapy. It's not a therapy where you're just kind of crying and talking about your problems. You'd have to look it up. There's a link on my Facebook, Janai Hales.
What is it called again?
It's called EMDR, Eye Movement Desensitization Reprocessing. It works for addiction. It works for really well for PTSD. Mm-hmm. It works for lots of things. And for me, the best way I can describe what it did for me is after 25 years, I no longer feel like something or someone is chasing me 24/7, 365.
I need to try this because there's moments in time that I feel like I just want to slap somebody. So I need to try something.
It really works. 10 sessions is all I needed.
Yeah. Wow. 10 sessions. Wow. And is it music?
No, what it is. So when you sleep at night, you go into REM sleep. That stands for rapid eye movement. So your eyes basically go back and forth like a computer, and it's processing information. That's often why you can wake up feeling clearer minded, fresh, right?
Right.
So they get a complete background of all your trauma, and then once they know what your trauma is, they put you. It's a light bar. And it'll have lights like. That you follow. When she brings you into the moment of your trauma, you follow the light bar and you're processing what happened. So that's why they have to get all the background, because you have to kind of get back into the moment. I had to get back into when I was attacked. And then they do it until the trauma is over.
All right, we come back from the break, mm-hmm. we're going to talk about a little more about that. And also, we're going to get into what happened this morning around 2 o'clock in the morning downtown Austin. There were gunshots. Two people were shot. It was mayhem, craziness. Well, we got a couple of videos I want to show you. So we come back and let's see those. This is Michael Cargill, and you are listening to Come and Talk It.
This is Brittany Glaze, and I get my global gun news from Michael Cargill on Come and Talk It.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talk 13.7, the right choice.
Welcome back to Come and Talk It. And now here's Michael Cargill.
All right, so we're back and we're talking about what happened downtown Austin this morning. I tell you, it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and that's when all the bars let out. Well, the bars closed. And, you know, release them into the wild, basically what happens. And so I tell you, 2 o'clock rang out, and it was just typical Saturday night in Austin, Texas. Police are overwhelmed, overworked, and is everything happening at one time? You know, two people were shot. No one knows where the shooter, you know, came from or nothing. It was just, whoa, what just happened? And you know what? I tell you, my mother always told me, you know, the only people that are hanging out at 2 o'clock in the morning are prostitutes. Thieves and pimps. So, you know, that's why I'm in bed by 9. And so if you're out there at 2 o'clock in the morning, you fit into one of those three categories, unless you were working. So, don't be mad at me. Just be mad at where you were. All right. So, and we have the video. Okay. So we have a couple videos that actually came in to us. Guys, they sent these videos to me and they said, man, you got to see this stuff, Michael. So the first video is going to be what happened just before the shot rang out. This is right on 6th Street, just before 2 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, people were just standing outside on the street like they normally are. And then all of a sudden there was a shot and two people were actually shot. I don't know if one bullet went through the one person, and that same bullet. All I heard was one shot. It went through another person. Because the second person, you don't see that person fall until a couple of, you know, seconds later, and all of a sudden that person falls to the ground. They didn't realize they were actually shot. So take a look and a listen to this.
Somebody got two people got shot on 6th Street. Crazy. Crazy. Damn. Damn, he got hit in the chest.
All right, so that's the first video, and you see, you're going to have to go back and watch it a couple times because it took me a couple times looking at it to see the second person actually fell down. He didn't realize he was shot, and all of a sudden he fell down, boom, and everyone realized he was shot, and people just started running. And police, you know, police come in, you know, they're trying to figure out what's going on, where's the shooter, and the people in the area are just no help to law enforcement at all. Because no one knew where the shooter was. You got to be a good witness. When something happens, be aware of your surroundings and what's going on around you. Because when police come in, they're trying to figure out, okay, where's the bad person? Help us out here. Give us some assistance or something. And no one, you know, no one can give any help or assistance to the law enforcement whatsoever. Very sad situation. Now, and here's the aftermath afterwards. Once the police get there and they're starting to rope it all off and start, you know, their life-saving measures and investigation and all that stuff. And this is right before paramedics got there. Take a look and a listen to the second video. Oh, man, I didn't see the second one. Okay, I didn't see the second one. All right, that's all right. But if you're on Facebook, we got a second video for you. So you'll be able to see it there. Just go to our Facebook page. That's Come and Talk It. Or you can go to Central Texas Gunworks, any of those pages there, and take a look at that second video. You'll see the law enforcement. They get there. They started pretty much blocking everything off, putting up tape and everything. This is before the paramedics get there. They're trying to do some life-saving measures, trying to control the crowd. There's a lot going on at that time. So I tell you, it's just madness. You know, downtown Austin at 2 o'clock in the morning is not the place to be. I would not recommend anyone go down 6th Street around 2 o'clock a.m. And then that bar where that happened, what was the name of that bar? It was outside of
Terminal 6. Was that right? Terminal 6?
Terminal 6. Okay. So, yeah. So I'm not trying to say something bad about someone's establishment or place of work or whatever. It's just the time of night. You know, that time of day, that's just a bad place, you know, and whoever's carrying a gun, discharging a firearm, guess what? That's you. 9 times out of 10, you were inside one of those bars. So that means you are illegally carrying a firearm inside of a bar, which is a felony. You were committing a crime, and that is illegal, people. So go ahead.
Yeah. So is shooting people.
Yeah, duh. Exactly. So I don't know if it was domestic violence. I have no idea if it was a fight. What was going on at all? So I guess in time, maybe we'll find out, you know, exactly what started this and how this all came about. But those are the video. Those are the videos right there for those people that are on Facebook. You can see those and hear those on the Facebook feed. And so we'll see what happened in downtown Austin. This city is changing. It's changing because of some of the rules, the laws that we're changing within the city. I think we're going the wrong direction. I think we're trying to do what Los Angeles, L.A., the government's doing there. It's not working for L.A. So why would you bring things that are failing, you know, in California and bring those same things to Austin, Texas? I think we have to try some tough love. A lot of people are going to hate me for this. You're going to be mad, but we need to do some type of tough love here. You can't on one breath say we're going to take care of the environment and worry about the environment and then allow people to dump trash and everything that they're doing on our streets, sidewalks, whatever, and then turn around and say, well, let's let people live and be free. You can't do both. It's just not going to work out right. It's just not going to work. So I think we're going to have to try some tough love and, you know, come up with strict laws and strict rules and say, hey, this is what it is. You want to be a productive member of society. You know, you can do whatever you want to do, but you got to clean your mess. If the city of Austin is so concerned about our homeless, then why don't they build some, you know, buy some land, you know, outside the city? That $8 million could have been some land outside the city, built some tiny homes with some rules, some regulations, stuck those people in those homes, you know. Are there strict contract?
There's someone doing that here. I can't remember the name of it, but from what I've read, it's working very well. Like they're growing their own crops. I mean, they have the tiny homes, and it's for homeless people. I can't recall the name. I have posted it on my Facebook before, but yeah, it seems to be doing really well.
It's in South Austin. I believe they have teepees as well.
Yeah.
And just have rules. You can't panhandle. You can't do this. You can't do that. You know, no sleeping on the sidewalk or, you know, in intersections and things like that. And say, hey, this has got to stop. It's got to stop because in a year, it's going to be twice as bad in a year. I promise
you. Also, I mean, we're going to need to come up. We need to give these people access to mental health. They're never going to stay well if they don't get access to mental
health. And if you think that what's happening in Austin is okay, if you think that we don't have a problem, just go downtown to the Arch. Check out the Arch downtown.
No, I have.
You know, go down to the Austin Police Department and just walk in the parking lot you're supposed to park in when you go, if you have to go visit the Austin Police Department.
Yeah, my Lyft dropped me off right in front of the Arch last night.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you make that person mad? What did you do? Why did you do that? They're like, get out.
It was just closest on the north side, the intersection before the streets are blocked off.
Oh, wow. It's awful. It's a mess. It smells. It stinks. So many people, and they're just out, laying out.
So many people.
Doing drugs.
Well, yeah.
And the drug dealers are hanging out.
Yeah, because the drug dealers know they can go target vulnerable people there, too. So it's just, it's a really, like, a black hole for bad elements in that kind of regard. Because you're going to have, you know, all those K2 and those spice, all those synthetic weed problems that were going on. You know, the drug dealers who are slinging that know that they can go to 7th and, you know, Natchez or whatever, Nueces, and there's going to be plenty of people there to buy their synthetic crap.
Hey, I'm all for it. If you want to get high and do whatever you want to do, that's fine. But you know what? We need to have rules in this city. Say, hey, you cannot do this, can't panhandle, can't do all this stuff. You know, why are you getting high and all that stuff? Hey, go forth, get high. You want to hang out and sleep in the bushes or whatever? Do whatever you want to do. But you know what? You can't get undressed. You know, I find it funny in this town that I can go out and walk my dog. And if my dog takes a crap on the sidewalk, people will be furious at me. Yeah. But then a homeless adult can go out and take a crap, you know, on our streets, our city streets and our sidewalk, and people just, you know, pretend like they just don't see it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. But let me let my dog do this. So that's, you know, it's just crazy to me. I just don't understand it. And James says, hey, we need a homeless homeowners association. I think we need to build that homeless depot. And so I think that would have been a better option for Austin. The money better spent instead of spending $8 million, they probably could have spent, you know, $1 million or less to renovate the Home Depot and you know, had some nice services inside the Home Depot, washing machines, dryers. Probably could have slept 500 people, you know, in the Home Depot. And, you know, maybe help them to, you know, onto a better life and come up with some rules here. We need rules, unfortunately. And I'm sorry. And I know the libertarian mindset says, no, you know, we don't need more laws because that's too much. You know, our laws that we have now are too strict. But look at where we are. Look at the situation that we're in. You know, do you want this city to be like Los Angeles? Do you want this city to be like Houston? Have you been to Houston lately? It's actually looking pretty nasty in Houston. Do you want it to be like that? Or do we want it to be, you know, we need to go on the path of cleaning this city up. This is not like it was two years ago. This did not look like this. Ben White did not look like this. Downtown Austin was not like this at all 2 years ago.
No, and I've lived downtown for 3 years and I can see a huge difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you do it, honestly. Walking, you know, or going from, you know, your place or where you work, where you live or going out to eat.
Yeah, I mean, I drive to my store, so that's not too bad. I walk to the gym and I walk to eat. And fortunately, I live, you know, in a nice part of town, but it is getting worse on that side of town. I can see the difference just since they passed this new ordinance. There's a lot more on the street.
All right, so we're talking about the homeless situation here in Austin, talking about the city of Austin has decriminalized homelessness. We're also talking about that nice MMA fight that happened last night. Oh, man, that was awesome. And then also, man, we talked about the shooting that happened downtown Austin. Mayhem, craziness. This is not the city that, you know, I moved to in 1997, 98. This was not that city. It was not like that before. Got to clean this stuff up. We can do better, Austin. I don't want to, you know, it's not right that I get a ticket for, you know, not cleaning up my dog stuff, but I, you know, that's not right. We're on the wrong side of things. This is Michael Cargill, and you are listening to Come and Talk.
Hello, this is Gerald Daugherty, and I'm the Precinct 3 County Commissioner here in Travis County, and you're listening to Come and Talk It.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
Welcome back to Come and Talk It. And now here's Michael Cargill.
I tell you, we are back. We've been gone for about a good month off the, well, we're playing reruns, actually. You know, we weren't actually gone, just playing some rerun shows there. And then, man, I tell you, we're locked out of Facebook for about 3 months there. So it's been a tough spring for us. But now it's the summertime and we are back. So next show, we're going to talk about some of the changes in the Texas legislature. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to break down all that stuff. Let me tell you what's going to go into effect starting September the 1st. You know what the our leaders, our elected officials did as far as changes some of our laws, some of the things they thought they were doing, they were trying to change that actually didn't change anything. So we'll tell you, you know, some of that stuff, and you'll be surprised on what changed or what didn't change and, you know, what did we get out of this session, what we did not get. So we'll talk about that. And then some people are upset because we showed the video of happened this morning at 2:00 this morning downtown.
I think people need to know what's going on downtown.
Yes, I agree. You need to know what's happening in your city.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so absolutely. Yeah, it's important you see that because maybe we can change it and change what's happening to our city, change the direction that, you know, some things are happening. Maybe you'll get off your butts and go vote. And change it. What a concept. So you don't like some of the things that are happening. You know what? Maybe we got to get some of these people out of office and put different people in office. Stop doing the same concept and expecting different results. What a concept. Man, so you had an awesome therapy.
I did, yeah.
And what was the name of that therapy one more time? Because I got to try it because I've had tinnitus, you know, and I need to do something about my tinnitus.
It's EMDR therapy.
And maybe my tinnitus is stress. I don't know. Could be stress related.
It gets rid of all kinds of stuff.
Everyone's going to say it's the gun range. No, I don't think it's the gun range. I honestly don't. Maybe it's stress. No, maybe it's not. I'm not stressed out. I'm not stressed. I don't know what it is, but it's definitely ringing. It sounds like, you know, like crickets. You walk outside late at night, you hear all these crickets. I hear like 20 crickets in my head.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Make you want to just hurt somebody. No, just joking. Only joking. All right. So, hey, so what have you been up to, Zach?
Let's see. I went to Seattle and Bainbridge Island last week.
How was that?
That was pretty great. Bainbridge Island is just west of Seattle on the Sound. And it's pretty far removed from Seattle. You have to take a ferry to get over there. And then you're just in this amazing land. There's just trees everywhere, beautiful homes. Everything's on the water pretty much.
Nice.
I went out there to see some family. Also went into Seattle and kind of like what we were talking about on here with the homeless. You know,
how was that?
They legalized the camping there as well.
Yeah.
That's been going on. And when I took one of those bike shares down one of the popular bike paths.
What's up, Rob?
There was this area that was just lined with tents, and they were right off of the bike path. So, I mean, you could just stick your leg out and hit these tents, and they were just lined up. It was just a little tent city.
And are the people happy with that? Are they satisfied with that? They're content?
Depends on what you mean by content, because yeah, I was also walking around downtown and it's pretty hilly. So I wanted to take a load off. So I was about to sit down on this ledge and I almost sat on an insulin needle.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that can bring all kinds of things. Hepatitis, HIV, a number of things there, right?
Did you get any feedback from people that live there? Did they comment on what they think of it?
Well, it's a lot more commonplace there. I saw tents just on the sidewalks, even in the nice neighborhoods.
I'm curious how the other people, you know, see that, perceive that, what they think about it. Are they trying to change it or something?
I think they just
see it
learn
getting worse.
To coexist almost.
Oh,
they
wow.
just
because there are cities that actually will send people, give people bus tickets to certain cities around the country,
like Austin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Austin, yeah. L.A.
Send them to Austin.
Seattle.
Send them to L.A. You know,
can you imagine how
Seattle.
Bad it will get? If my gosh.
In a year.
I know.
In
I
one
know.
Year. Because this problem that we have is it's come about in 2 years.
But didn't the governor say he was going to intervene? Didn't he?
Yeah.
But he can't do anything until session. And session's not to 2021.
He has to wait till session
yeah.
to do something?
So not until January, between January and the May of 2021. Can't do anything. And then whatever they do will not go into effect until September the 1st, 2021.
Oh, wow. That's a long time for a lot of damage.
Oh, yeah. By that time, we're in it. We're in it to win it by then. Let me tell you. It's going to be live around here. I tell you, people walking. I've had students and professors at St. Edward's University, which is on the other side of us, other side of Ben White, come and buy guns because they're concerned about their personal protection. They're concerned about all the things that are happening around St. Edward's campus. You have the Walmart that's there on one side, mm-hmm. and, you know, yeah, it's really bad. They have a very heavily wooded area around the campus.
Yeah, my daughter went to St. Edward's.
Yeah,
and picture it. Okay.
Yeah, so they're concerned about that, and it's getting bad. They've had to a couple little incidents where they've had to shut some areas down because something has happened. We just had a little incident a couple weeks ago where some ladies were assaulted or whatever at a park or something like that. So people are getting concerned. They're taking their own personal protection in their own hands, and that's why. I'm telling you, that's why the classes are picking up.
Yeah.
That's why people
are
walking in buying guns.
I got that little sig. I need to finish taking my class. I probably need to take it all over again now.
Yeah, you got to fire that thing, too.
Well, I know.
I got to bring it to the range. Yeah.
So I need you to take me to the range.
Yeah, because I want you to feel that kick. So I want you to know what to expect from that because it has a little bite to it. But you were downtown last night, weren't you?
Yeah, I was there.
What were you doing downtown?
Just hanging out on 6th,
Why are you
making
downtown
some money
6th Street?
Or what? Are you a pimp?
Gotta be one of three.
I was with three girlfriends.
Okay.
So
you're a pimp.
So you might have
people might have thought that.
I think you're the pimp for sure. So where are you guys hanging out at?
Where did we go? The Chupacabra.
Doing the witching hour of 2 a.m.
I went to the aquarium.
Oh, wow.
That's a bar?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Shakespeare's. It was right there in the area.
Is the library still there?
Yeah, police?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Police,
I drove down 6th because my daughter was pointing out the places.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So were you there when the shooting occurred?
Yeah, we were just leaving.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
How far away were you?
The cops were running past us get there.
Okay. Wow.
And they were going every direction. First, they'd go down an alley, and then
they can tell where it was
run
coming from.
Back and double back, go a different direction. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're trying to figure out where it's coming from. They hear it, and
so
it's only one shot.
They didn't pick up they don't know who did it yet?
I don't think anyone's been identified yet. But in the video, if they're able to slow that down, you're able to see that group of people in the beginning of the video.
Okay.
And so if they're able to slow that down, I think they'll find their shooter. And also from the cameras that they have along 6th Street, they will figure it out. They'll definitely figure it out. So they get a lot of information from that. And what have you been up to?
Working on my podcast.
That's right. You got a podcast.
Yeah,
going. What is it?
The Sovereign Individual.
Oh, man. What do you guys talk about?
I mostly talk about, the state and the existence of it, kind of from a liberty standpoint.
Lack thereof.
Where our philosophy comes from, because I think a lot of people don't necessarily understand libertarianism, and they don't understand why we believe the things that we believe, so their interpretation of our beliefs comes off as ill-informed, and they So it's just kind of trying to describe our philosophy and where things come from, and just got a second mic now, so I could start doing conversations with people. So going to be doing that as well.
Nice.
But yeah, pretty much that.
And yeah, we're going to do some upgrading around here. We're going to have two cameras. Going to switch our camera feed all together, because I don't know if you realize it right now, we actually broadcast from a cell phone. So we're actually going to add two cameras inside the studio, and whoever's talking will be on camera. It will rotate around, and man, it's going to be awesome. We'll be broadcasting on Talk 1370's Facebook or our Facebook, and it's going to be pretty nice. We're learning, learning the software and all that kind of stuff. I'm still trying to figure this stuff here out. and so we're getting better at doing what we're doing, trying to get that information to you. Like I said, for the next couple of shows, I want to cover what is happening at the Capitol. Want to get that stuff covered, because I want everyone to be prepared and ready for September the 1st. Get your updates on, what are some of those changes. If you miss that show, we will record it. But I also recommend people come to class. Come, take a class wherever with somebody. Take a refresher course so you get some of the changes in the laws and what's going on, because it's a lot of information that we're, giving you. Literally in my class, I still give that same, 10-hour block of information. I just talk really fast and give you a lot of information really quick. And so you may have to come back a couple times. We're actually going to do a legislative update class with Texas and U.S. Law Shield, our sponsor. They're going to come to Central Texas Gun Works in our classroom and do a class, and I'll give you that date out at the next show. As always, more guns equals less crime. Go out there and buy yourself a gun. You've been listening to Come and Talk It with Michael Cargill. My liberty, my pursuit of happiness, just let me be. I'll take my gun. Keep your change. There's purple mountain majesty, shine red, white, and blue from sea to sea. God bless America's what they sing. Let freedom ring. I'll take my life. My liberty, my pursuit of happiness.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.